Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. Three children went swimming in the Passaic River yesterday evening. Only one got out of the water alive.
An 11-year-old made it out moments after jumping into the river, which is certainly swelled by these recent rains, but a pair of the 10-year-olds were swept away. The body of the 10-year-old boy was recovered around 11 last night here near Pulaski Park, as a search for a 10-year-old girl went on all night. Passaic Mayor Hector Laura.
There was also a gentleman in the park who jumped into the water to heroically try to save them. He went in about 5 meters deep, and when he got too deep and the current was pushing him away, he could not reach them.
Now, those who were lost have not yet been identified. We're told extra boats will be going back into the Passaic to continue the search for that girl later on this morning. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM in Passaic.
A teen riding an illegal e-bike was struck and killed in Lower Manhattan. This happened on Center and Chamber Streets, where he collided with an SUV.
The bike shouldn't even have been on city streets. That from public advocate Jumani Williams.
It is a type of device that we have made clear we do not want ridden in New York City.
Gabriel Nakato was riding a D-Power bike before he died. Problem is, it exceeds the state's 25-mile-per-hour speed limit for electric bikes. His traveled up to 30.
What compounds the hurt is a fact that it was preventable.
And Manhattan Borough President Brad Hoylman-Siegel calling on better regulation.
Governor Hochul had a bill, but it was not acted upon to regulate e-bikes over 100 pounds as mopeds.
He says Gabriel's death an example of enforcement failure. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM. In Lower Manhattan.
Was the carriage horse accident that claimed the life of a tourist caused by stray voltage in Central Park and not a horse that suddenly bolted out of nowhere? That's what TWU Local 100 is saying after Con Ed confirmed to ABC 7 it detected very low levels of stray voltage on both July 16th and the 23rd. At a recent city council hearing, carriage stable owner Cornelius Byrne testified that the horse Samson had acted as if he had been electrocuted, and other drivers said their horses were acting unusually nervous prior to the crash. TWU Local 100 Vice President Alexander Kemp spoke to 1010 Winds.
We have a very, very strong belief that this in itself should at least trigger some level of pause to everybody's overzealous response to the industry related to an incident and a tragedy.
Councilmember Christopher Marte.
There's a lot of momentum in the city council to pass Ramosh's law, which would ban horse carriages in Central Park. And it just seems like TWU is trying to find excuse after excuse to keep the status quo.
Since the stray voltage was detected, power has been shut off to the Cherry Hill Fountain, as well as the lampposts and lights that lead to Tavern on the Green. Con Ed, meanwhile, says this is not coming from their equipment, and they referred questions to the city parks department. NYC going old school to get folks to obey alternate side of the street parking rules.
When it comes to what seems like the never-ending problem of cars not moving for the street sweeper,
up to now, nothing has worked.
So Councilmember Gail Brewer went back to something the city used to have, big warning stickers. They haven't been around in 15 years.
The city council voted to get rid of it because people were embarrassed. Well, that's fine. I think they should be embarrassed.
Maybe the whole block getting to see that you broke the law will get you to move your car.
I think the effort will be quite intense, and hopefully that'll set a signal to those who think they can just sit in their car or not move it.
Summonses will still be issued. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Plans to put a floating pool in the East River on hold once again. This is that project from the company Plus Pool that's been in the works for more than 15 years. It would be a swimming pool that filters water from the East River, so it's not totally gross. In fact, both Governor Hochul and then Mayor Adams pledged $16 million to the project, and a prototype was supposed to test the idea this summer. Well, the company announced yesterday that scheduling conflicts with storm mitigation projects is forcing the whole thing to be delayed until at least next year. Governor Hochul on a listening tour across the state. The subject, her statewide moratorium on those large data centers that power artificial intelligence. The governor says she wants to get it right.
We know artificial intelligence is changing our lives, our economy, our world, our civilization at an incredible speed. And you know, there's some anxiety just around that fact. You know, what happens to young people? Are they going to be left behind this technological revolution, or will they be ready for it?
Joshua Banda is a student at Monroe Community College.
A lot of the people in my field are definitely planning for it and adapting. It's kind of just become this thing where it's like we have to accept it. Mm-hmm. So let's just make the best of it.
The governor's order blocks the large centers for 1 year so they can first figure out how to protect the environment and the energy grid. Check is in the mail, or it will be in a couple of months. We're talking about the $200 rebate check some 8 million taxpayers in New York will be receiving. They were approved by Governor Hochul as part of a $1 billion rebate program. The governor says is to help folks deal with the spike in utility bills. Republicans, however, pointing to the fact that the checks will be mailed shortly before the midterms, calling the timing a gimmick. Suffolk State Senator Dean Murray also tells Gothamist the checks are like a Band-Aid, he says, on a much bigger wound. A Gen Z entrepreneur going viral and building quite the business in the boroughs.
You may know her as Locksmith Girl of NYC on TikTok.
I'm trying to help women feel safer in the city.
She serves the Bronx, Manhattan, Brooklyn, and Queens, and wants to help you if you get locked out late at night. Sahara Yona tells us she's turned to TikTok to make more women feel comfortable.
I did not know this was such a need within women. They want a female locksmith and they feel safer.
She tells us ever since she started documenting her work on TikTok, her business has taken off.
And women have expressed to me how grateful they are for what I'm doing and how much safer they feel, especially calling me in the middle of the night when it's, you know, it's uncomfortable.
And says she's a reliable, safe space that also can help you get back in. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Have you seen those vending machines in some subway stops around town from which you can buy drinks and snacks? Yeah, they're the new newsstands, apparently. MTA Chairman Jen O'Lieber.
We love the old school newsstands. The economics of the old school newsstands eroded during COVID, and most of them didn't want to come back.
In fact, we told you yesterday about that one at the West 4th Street stop that has now become a pop-up art installation. The vending machines are rolling out slowly. There's one at the 2nd Avenue stop on the F line on the Lower East Side. Lieber says at least 30 more are on the way.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.